Donna, here we are at the launch of the new jersey and the launch of the new partnership with KNN and the Donegal GAA. And it's a partnership that you're delighted to be involved in.
Absolutely. Oisin, when we were offered the opportunity to get involved, we didn't have to take too much time to commit. You know, it's an honour for our business to be given the opportunity, and obviously looking forward to the partnership.
You've been in the background involved with Donegal over the course of the last number of years, so it was a natural step up, wasn't it, to becoming their main sponsor and getting the title sponsor in the jersey?
Absolutely. I suppose it's good to be involved through the years there, helping out without, you know, being at the forefront and understanding what it takes to get such an operation to function, and the amount of dedication and commitment from the backroom teams and that in making everything happen. We were delighted to be there in the background helping out, and yeah, the natural progression. We possibly didn't think it would happen so soon, but absolutely delighted. You know, we're now associated with one of the top four teams in the country, and hopefully we can bring a little bit of luck with our brand.
I spoke to Sean Dunyan, the chairman. He says that you will also be benefiting from this agreement. What benefits will the K&N Group be getting out of this?
Well, again, our business, we work in 32 counties across the country. Our works affect the normal daily road goer, whether it's the pedestrian on the street or the farmer out in the country lanes. You know, our work involves working in the highway, and again, association with the GAA generally touches nearly every community in the country, and it's always deemed to be positive. So for us, it is about that there goodwill, that association, and you know, seeing that we're investing back in the community is equally important.
How are you going to juggle the football and the rallying this year, Donna?
Well, I always intended to kind of maybe take a bit of a back step on the rally, and this year we still will do quite a few events, not as many. We're hopefully going to tackle Donegal again in June, and obviously that was the big one. If you were to ask me to choose between an All-Ireland final or the Donegal International, that would be very difficult.
Well, I'm not going to put you on that spot, but you are out in the car with your son this coming weekend doing the Donegal mini stages. It's going to be a different challenge having a family member on board, but I'm sure it's something that you're very proud of, having your young man sitting beside you.
Absolutely. You know, there was a choice between doing the mini stages or going to Galway, and I suppose competing with Eamon sitting beside me is it's special, and it's a memory hopefully that we'll get to treasure and enjoy.
Yeah. Does he have the skill of his father, does he?
I'd say he's more skilled than his father, he just doesn't have the budget.
Would there be any football on him, would there?
No football.
Listen, Donna, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck with your new association with the Donegal GA.
Thanks, Oisin.